Rasta Line Design. Second annual concert. Yabuna will be there. Melody will be there. Amu will be there. Robin will be there. Akota will be there. King Arthur will be there. And right now, Morning Detour, come and take it away. You see it.
Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip hop.
Love this life.
It's the Morning Detour on the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
This whole thing, we look at life like it's about what you can get from life. And I think, you know, I read something, I was like, that's not what it is. You're going to always be unfulfilled if you look at life like that. It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And, you know, when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
Really, though.
And you emptied yourself here. And you left it all here because it's temporary and you got a moment, you know.
Right.
So I think that for me, it's like, I want to be in this thing until, you know, I'm out of energy, till I don't have nothing left to contribute.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
She's speaking in foreign language. She telling me that she wanna play. Oh, she know I can take her to the unknown. I'll dive deeper while she's screaming out my name. I'm leaving in the morning, might have to stay. Speaking to my body, it depends on what you say. You got me in the mood, sparking a flame. I don't think that I could wait another day. Light mood set the stage. Every time we fuck, I'm so amazed. Always by the nightstand, we vibing. Can't get enough, I'm too modest. Baby, I can't let you go. Wish I didn't have to let you know. Leaving in the morning, might have to stay. Speaking to my body, it depends on what you say. Got me in the mood, sparking a flame. I don't think that I could wait day.
No, she wasn't ready. She wasn't ready.
Montreal, my city. 7:02 in the morning. Winter's here. Cuffing season is here. You know how we're doing things. The number one urban morning show in the country. The Morning Detour.
Baby, move slow. Working on your shit, yes, it's October. Don't try to go and ask me if I know. Cause I don't, girl, yeah, I don't. And I'm moving quiet.
We can't play this like regular people. This that toxic energy early in the morning. It's too much of them sales. I had to pull it back on them. Much on my city. Good morning. Good morning. We are live on Twitch, on Facebook, on YouTube. It's the best urban morning show in the country. The Morning Detour. DJ Moon One.
Baby, move slow. Just working on your shit, yes, it's October. Don't try to go and ask me if I know. Cause I don't, girl. Yeah, I don't.
Whisper.
see us win.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype this early. They say I'm on drugs.
But my only drug is hip-hop.
Love is life.
It's the Morning Detour on the Mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
I can get you Fendi, Prada, Christian, Gucci. Maybe spend some time, I spend this change like loose leaf. Hot like grabber, come here, mama. Maybe spin around, let me see how you move loosely. Hop inside the Lambo, it's just us in the 2-seat. Everything I got on from the shoes that have this beastie. Plenty, Henny, I'm feeling woozy. I took too many, tonight is a movie. Look, take shots, take shots, take shots, shot after shot. What drink you drink, cause I'm trying to eat your mind. Sip slow, don't drink fast, I'm trying to make this last. Oh, oh, oh. Tell you about tension, tension, tension. I need transparency, tell me what's on your mind. Take shots, like back shots, mad shots, shot after shot.
Hey, I can get you drunk, sloppy, top me, get a head low like lobby, beat it up, Rocky, chain, swinging, name, ringing, change, don't entertain the same women.
Woozy, why like your vibe, let's stop by the jacuzzi. Spanish from Montana, so I'm a smurder dancing.
Look, let's keep it raw and rugged. I want to see you take shots to your bodies all in my covers and your friends threesomeing and talking orgies discussion. And we at a table speaking who freaky and doing what when we back at the spot. Magnums come out the box and never go back in the box. She takes shots like back shots. She's packing the shots. My cop out and sip or something like Jack in the Box. You know I made a term, shot the clock. Stop acting so shy. Come on.
Take shots, take shots, take shots, shot after shot. Woo! What drink you drink, cause I'm trying to ease your mind. Sip slow, don't drink fast, I'm trying to make this last. Oh, oh, oh. I can tell you about tension, tension, tension. I need transparency, tell me what's on your mind. Take shots like back shots, mad shots, shot after shot. Maybe we can do a trio, you and your amigo, sipping Casamigos. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I wanna see you put that act this lethal, bust it then I reload. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Tryna see how bad you can get when you drunk. Even though you're dangerous, I love the way you are. Seems like you're anxious, don't gotta hide your scars. I'm perfectly perfect, not a single flaw. Nah, 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 my bag different, kind of magic. And from New York, she like my accent, I make her act different. She on Richard Millie status, the padding cut from a different cloth. She a different fabric. She think I need sex every day. Hop inside the double law, just take me away. Your eyes reflect the stars on me in a rave. We both got a mirror on our legs. Grab your waist and let your legs see your waist. But get in the car, don't touch nothing. Sit in the car, let's discuss something. Either we or I, look, I end up switching up the subject on her. Look, I ain't with nothing, you gon' hit or not. Nah, nah, look. Nah, 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 nah. Nah, 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 nah. Take shots, take shots, take shots, shot after shot. What drink you drink, cause I'm tryna eat tonight. Sip slow, don't drink fast, I'm tryna make this last. Oh, 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 oh. I can tell you got tension, tension, tension. What drink you drink, cause I'm tryna ease your mind. Take shots, shot after shot.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
It was like a solo ride this morning, Tails. Montreal, my city, 7:10 in the morning. This is the number one urban morning show in the country. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, the leader in sneakers and clothing and sportswear. He is Mr. Athleisure. Big up to yourself, Shondell. Big up to G-Flex. You guys just listened to Survivor's Corner. Nah, you know what's going to be for the next 2 hours. I'm going to give you the best interviews, reviews. We're talking about culture, society. Everything is beautiful. I am the Montreal Kobe Bryant. They know that I'm nice. They hate that it's me. I'm the one and only Weezy Mo Chaser. This is the Mighty CKT, 90.3 FM. And as you can see, looking out your window, when I started, I'm in the studio here. My boy Sales, HLR. This morning, we have Shahara co-hosting with us, the songstress, the writer. She's also a literature major, so things is moving. This morning, we're going to do our Black Pen episode. We're going to talk about black books. We have a black author, Russell Parkway. We're going to talk about a little bit about James Baldwin a little bit. And I want to talk about this movie that's coming out in April. It's about, you know, before there was Mozart, there was a brother called Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. So I want to talk about this, because this guy was probably the most fascinating African ever to be in Europe. He was killing them everything, the fencing, composing, all that. Before Mozart, there was this dude, Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-Georges. So things is moving. It's a major, major show this morning. We have a slew of guests. We have Nemat Sadat. He's an African-American journalist, novelist, human rights activist. He has a book that he wrote called The Carpet Weaver. Man, what an amazing book, man. Also, we have Yellow Pad Sessions. You know, tomorrow night is Compassion. It's a four-part series. So earlier, I think it was in September, we did Courage. And now we have Compassion coming up. So for those that don't know, Yellow Pad Sessions is a curatorial nonprofit organization who brings forth human rights issues through the form of art. So that's beautiful things. And I think it was on Wednesday, Snowstorm Day, I went to this event brought to you by C and Desta downtown. They had these young professionals that were fascinated with the film industry. For the last 5 weeks, they've created this scene and they brought everything together. So all aspects of filmmaking, they took part in that. So shout out to that group. So that was their graduation. So I went out to that. So Cassandra, executive director of Desta, is coming on the show after 8 o'clock. And we also have Agape. She's the executive director for C. And that's the Center for Young Black Professionals in Toronto. So, you know, a lot of people's coming together. Also, Wednesday, I went out to, it's like a new bar, kind of like brasserie thing. It's called Memento. And man, that was a beautiful thing in there, man. They had the different corners with the swings and the teddy bears and stuff like that. They had a corner. Yo, upstairs, here, they had the big Jenga game. And they had the little hacky sacks around, like kind of like a fireplace. You know, they had the air hockey, the ping pong table. It's a very interesting kind of bar, man. Yeah, it's facing the Lachine Canal. And that's called Memento. They're going to have a big grand opening. It's been on for a while. You know, it's kind of like soft openings. But they're having a major thing on Saturday. So people should check that out. Memento is dope. So Memento is Montreal's new microbrewery and brew pub. That's what it's called. It's called a brew pub. Located right on the shore of Canal Lachine in Point St. Charles. So it opened its doors during the summer of 2022. So it's offering a mix of funky decor, neon vibe, and geeky atmosphere. So it's a really, really dope place, man. There's two floors. And the beer wasn't that bad, man. They brewed that old joint. Yo, they brought me in the back and showed me all that. So shout out to Memento, man. Last week, great episode. We had a full Nemi from Carr. We had the ladies from Hoodstock. And we also had the mayor of Kodinesh, Grasa Kazaki. So that was great. All those interviews are available on our Detour. On our YouTube, Detour 514. We're going to feature two new albums this morning. So a little later on the show, and play some cuts from the new Nas album, King's Disease 3. And we also some cuts from, you know, we'll do a little mix at 8 o'clock, the Guardians mix, WizKid album. It's called More Love, Less Ego. But you got some tunes on there, that deep song. Next week is our date night episode. So next week, we're going to give away some prizes. I won't let too much out the way. But next week, we talk about dating and, you know, Morning Detour Hall of Famer. Tata will be joining us. She'll be fresh from Belize and doing stuff at Parliament. She actually parachuted a couple weeks ago out the sky. And she's a black girl. So, yep. Tata be living her best life, man. Shout out to Tata. Now, you know, she started her own practice as well, too. So Tata's doing big things, man. When I come back from playing this music, I don't know if you guys know about Native TV. So Native TV, for those that don't know, it's a channel. It's a Francophone channel that's dedicated to diversity in Quebec. And, you know, CRTC is the one that governs, like, radio and TV and all those kind of regulations. And Native TV wanted to, be, you know, become more established and be, you know, be up on there on, like, you know, on the major stage with the Videotrons and the Rogers. And good Lord and behold, yo, the conglomerate of media, so Rogers, Bell, Quebecors, and Cogeco, have all teamed up to block the licensing for this only Francophone channel dedicated to diversity in Quebec. And the channel's in French. But, you know, because the channel is about dedicating to, you know, it's dedicated to diversity in Quebec, I don't know, it's weird. Isn't that a weird thing? for these major conglomerates like Rogers, Bell, and Capricorn, that's at Cogeco, that's ours talking about, you know, we're about inclusivity, and, you know, we're all about appealing to all different groups of people. And then this one channel, Native TV, they're blocking. And this was a plan. They got together and, like, they're like, yo, listen, they're like trying to block it. It's wild, man. So after the short musical break, we have Tracy Paul. She's a contributor to the culture, so she has some thoughts on that as well. So pretty interesting morning. Oh, of course, I can't forget, man. We got some sounds from the city, new music from Viva La Blur, Dreaming, Win-Win Situation Music Group. And of course, the big homie Sales HLR got some tunes out here. This week we're gonna feature a celebration anthem. I don't know what Sales, not really a party guy, but he was jumping on that one. What's the name of that other joint too you sent me off to? Can't get him safe side this week. I'll give it to them next week. So 7:16 in the morning, you know, play some tunes. So we come back, we're gonna do some local and international news. A lot of things going on. The ER is overpacked. They say it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's like the triple threat right now. I think it's the flu, the COVID, and some other thing going on. There's a stomach flu. Come on, it's crazy, man. But anyways, let's be safe on the road, Montreal, my city. Good morning. It's the Morning Detour. When we come back, news and reviews.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hello, this is Russell Brooks, Montreal's own suspense thriller author, and you are listening to The Morning Detour with Wizzy Moonchaser on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Trade places, there's some real estate. The way we move and things, I won't complain. I won't complain. I won't complain. Oh, you want me to give you what's yours? That's what it's made for. You don't wanna miss the main course. In that peep shit, I'm attentive. Hello, you call me baby. I'm baby.
Breakfast, idle eye, you're playing with my necklace. My God, that smile is so infectious. Baby, baby, I don't wanna think about it. When you're not there, laying on my couch, yeah. I hear the silence getting louder and louder. I'm sorry if I come off like a needy. All I need to know is that you need me. Get a little greedy. I just want you all to myself.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Exposing. Montreal's huge small press comic and zine fair is back for its 20th anniversary edition. More than 150 artists, authors, and publishers gather for just one weekend each year, so of course you can't miss it. There'll also be a 20th anniversary gala show on November 17th, and a special reading live from Arkham TL's Archive Center on November 16th. The Exposine Fair is free. It takes place on Saturday, November 19th and Sunday, November 20th from 11 to 6 at Église Saint-Arsène Church, 1025 Bellanger, Metro Jean Talon. Visit exposine.ca for all the information. Exposine is a CKUT co-production.
Pick up the tree, decorate the tree, make a gift list, invite the in-laws, drop off the canned goods, find that fruitcake recipe for the office party, plan the dinner for Christmas Eve, decorate the house, hang the stockings, wrap the presents, ask Lucas to clean up his room, do the groceries, bake cookies. Right, go get vaccinated.
The holidays are fast approaching. Get vaccinated against COVID-19 now so you'll be protected in time. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Yes, yes. Good morning, Montreal. 7:21 in the morning. This is the number one urban morning show in the country, and this is the Morning Detour. We on Fridays. We's Moonchase on the dial. You know how I'm doing things in the mighty CKT 90.3 FM. When it's here, get your long johns out. Get your puffy coat out of the closet. I had to dig out two pairs of the boot sales. You know, you got the work boots, and you have the good one when you go out. Oh, boy. You can't live your whole life in Montreal. It's just not so. I love the country. I love the city, but man, there's a lot of winter here. So I want to start with some news this morning. Before I begin, I want to bring up, she is the ultimate moderator. Don't have no debates, don't have no sit-down discussion about the culture. If Tracy Paul is not hosting it or moderating it, we don't want to go to it. So this morning, I want to bring Miss Tracy Paul. How you doing, Queen?
I'm doing great. How are you, Weezy?
Yeah, I'm just happy it worked. I'm just happy it worked. Yeah, so before the break, I was talking about this thing here, Tracy, about Native TV. I know a lot of the creators and, broadcasters, entertainers on the east side think that, me, myself on the west side here, because we're English, we don't consider the French side and the creative stuff you guys are doing. I'm a big fan of Native TV, and it's a great place. It's dedicated to diversity in Quebec. And Tracy, I found it work. I kept seeing the postings about it, and then I'm like, then I read into it a little bit more. Rogers, Bell, Quebecor, Cogeco, the media's conglomerate, are trying to block Native TV from getting their CRTC license. Like, what's up with that? Why would they do such a thing if these companies have openly pledged to, to be open to diversity and inclusion?
Well, first and foremost, the reason why it's really important for us to get behind this is because it's our taxpayers' money that's being in play right now. So what the situation is that Native TV is the first Francophone TV station that is trying to get their license to be able to produce French content for audience, the audiences that are not being served right now on TV. Mm-hmm. And what those big broadcasters are saying is that they are already producing that type of content. They're saying that if there is a need to have this type of content or a need for us to access that type of content, that we should go, for example, watch YouTube or watch BT. And so if I can break it down in a way for people to understand, is that you and I, Weezy, are paying taxes, right?
Yeah.
And so part of that tax money is going to what we call an envelope. And that envelope is being separated between the big broadcasters, which is Rogers, Cogeco, et cetera, for them to be able to produce content. So it's not, I'm saying it in a way, it's not the whole perspective, but so for them, every year they have to make sure that they have the they have to make sure that they're spending all the money that is being given to them.
Right.
If not, they'll be told that, well, last year you didn't use the whole amount that I gave you, mm-hmm. so I'm going to give you less. And so the reason, the first reason is that they don't want to split that money with another player.
Oh, okay.
They want to keep they want to keep that money amongst them. So that's the first thing. The other thing as well is that when they push the argument of already producing content that is serving the diversity, we have to understand that they're doing research on people that are actually watching TV. They're not considering people that are not watching TV. So it's very easy to say that, well, we have people from the diversity that are watching TV and feel represented with the content that's on TV. But if you are to do research on people that are actually not watching TV, you'll quickly understand that there is no representation, there's no content that is relevant to us, or content yeah. that you know. So that's in a way, in a very simplistic way, that's what's going on right now. So as being the first Francophone TV station that wants to create content, you know, I think they had I was reading about it because I was curious as a Black creator, right?
Exactly.
I was really curious to understand the situation at Native TV. And so you see that they really want to cover different aspects of content, which is they want to create documentaries, and they want to be able to have local music. They want to so a bunch of content that could be very interesting and a little bit more you know, content that talks to us.
Yeah.
So I think that is very important for everybody, and not only Black people, you know, everybody to get behind us and support the situation.
Yeah, they have shows for everybody on Native TV, especially the Aboriginal mm-hmm. community too, that's been marginalized, and we don't hear their voices enough, and not just mm-hmm. only in spaces where it's kind of like, okay, well, this or that happened to them. So that's why I thought Native TV was though. I know Kiki, Kevin Calix, he had a show up there as well. At first, when I saw the story, Tracy, and I'm glad that I love the way you broke it down, because I'm like, okay, it's a money thing. I'm like, somebody doesn't want to give up some kind of money. And then, okay, then it's okay, I get that point, some money thing. You know, these are major media conglomerates, and I'll make sure I say them properly. Rogers, Bell, Quebecois, Cogeco are actively blocking this Native TV, which is a Francophone channel that's representing diversity in Quebec. And then they tell us, you know, and I'm glad you broke it down. You said, well, a lot of us that don't watch TV, we'll watch if they actually created content that was pretty dope for us. My whole vibe was like, I just want us to have a Black sitcom that's produced in Quebec by people that look like us. But, you know, and I tell myself, you know, is that wishful thinking? Because at the current state, I don't know what shows up on there, on the Bell, on the Rogers stuff, and on Quebec Core that really, you know, that really sits with us in the Black community a little bit. And I know not just us, but everybody that takes in urban culture and hip hop, which is pretty much everywhere in the world. So it's a weird thing for them to block, man. Is the envelope really that big? The envelope must be big. They're like, we can't squeeze this. Cause they could hit Native TV with like the rookie deal, right? So it's like, okay, if we got to bring these guys in and we got to break envelope extra weight, we'll just give them a minimum, and then after a certain number of years, you know, we'll cap you guys off. We couldn't get the rookie deal sales on the Native TV. And that's crazy. That's filthy stuff, man. Tracy, I'm just trying to find spaces so you can become the next Issa Rae, man. I feel like you have an insecure episode in you. I think you have a series. There's an awkward Black girl. There's something in you. I don't know. From the Haitian woman perspective, I don't know. Something about it.
I actually do. And this is the reason why it's really important for us to get behind the petition and sign and even donate if we can, because there are people like me, there are people like you, Weezy, there are many other creators in this province that actually would benefit from having a platform mm-hmm. where they can be producers, content writers, you know, directors, mm-hmm. actors. And so, you know, we're already not being given that many opportunities, or there are so many challenges for us to be able to evolve in that industry, in that sphere. So having a platform where we could have those opportunities and participate to content that not only discussions or documentaries, but just like you said, you know, a series like fiction TV that's really...
that kind of speaks to us a little bit, man.
Yes.
I need that Black sitcom. Oh, man, Tracy, man. Well, thank you so much. You know, let people know how they can follow you, because you always post something. Oh, listen, before you leave, because I know we had spoken about it yesterday. Since you're here, I was going to do it in my Thank Me Later segment, which is our community updates. Chase, you're going to be a part of the meetup, the second edition, brought to you by Orange Origin Village, friend of the show. So it's a two-day event from 9 to 5 on November 25th, from 11:30 to 5 on November 26th, with conversations, conferences, workshops, and roundtables on digital transformation of Black Canadian businesses. Man, it's a mouthful, Tracy. Both days will end with a 5 o'clock, 5 to 7, where you can network with a nice cocktail in hand and invest your dollar in the Black community in their pop-up from 3 to 8. So day one is focused on Buy Black, and day two will be focused on tech. And Tracy, what will be your role in this right here?
So I'll be facilitating a workshop that's called Learn Up. Where we're going to discuss on Friday, we'll discuss customer service. Mm-hmm. And on the second day, we'll have conversations about, digital transformation in the business sphere. So I'm super excited to be able to facilitate those conversations at the meetup.
Well, listen, man, you're everywhere. You're looking real comfortable with the mic. You might be the next week. You might be the next week. You late. Gotta know. You need your own show, man. You need your own show. Montreal Mindset, I've been speaking with Tracy Paul, contributor to the culture. Tracy, always a pleasure having a show. You gotta come co-host again soon. We gotta get you to pull up.
Of course, you already know I'm always down.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Oh, man. A lot of great stuff. Let me play one song. I think I found that sales track. Says I'm gonna pull out the safe side. Let me see if I can play the good one on this joint here. Uh-oh.
Spend your money, everybody gon' die. Just be on the safe side. I know you will, you gon' try. Just follow your dreams, you're going far. So let's be on the safe side. Just to be on the safe side.
There's only one more, Jason. Nobody is this hype necessarily. They say I'm on drugs.
Only drug is hip hop. Love it.
Just be on the safe side. I know you will, you gon' try. Just follow your dreams, you'll go far.
The morning detour. On the safe side.
Just to be on it, be on the same side. If you really with me, you ready, we gon' ride. I put my trust in you when there's some things I let slide. And I ain't gotta judge if you ready to go to my. Is you really gon' ride?
Buckle up.
Cause if you will, I'll be there by your side.
Forever.
Let's make a deal, I lift you up a garage.
Always.
We run away the way to go, cause we're afraid to let it show. I'm well aware, I know about pride.
Just to be up on the same side. Go spread your wings, you gon' fly. Spend your money, everybody gon' die. Just be on the safe side. I know you will, you gon' try. Just follow your dreams, you'll go far. As long as we on the same side. Just to be on the safe side.
Hey. Listen, I'm trying to be on the safe side this morning. Let's be safe on the road. Let's be honest. A lot of y'all ain't got the winter tires yet. I kept mine on from last year. I kept mine on from last year. So I was Gucci. I was like, yo, we good on this. Yeah, because I was like, we gonna run with it like that. Yes, man. Good morning, Montreal. Welcome back, man. It's the morning detour. Shahara has found her way to us here.
Yes.
She got turn you up here, Shahara.
I'm good.
Watch her. Listen, man, you know, I had a beautiful intro for us. Let me find the beat, too, man. I had this joint here for you, right? You know what I mean? I gave you that toxic song this morning, too. My real estate. So, with our deluxe winter album, we'll also be giving you writings. Writings and tidings from Weezy, Moonchaser, and Shahara. The Toxic Journal. Oh. Are you turned up enough?
I have nothing.
You have nothing? Oh. Oh.
Ah.
Because the chord comes out from this one, I keep thinking it's not the right one. So you good now? You want more? You want more sauce?
I have arrived.
Singer songwriter Shahara's in the building. Welcome to the Morning Detour.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for co-hosting with me this morning.
Always a pleasure.
So great tie, and shout out to Maggie for producing the show. Great time when we did this Black Pen episode. Talk about producing the morning show. You actually have a degree in English literature.
I do. Surprise, surprise.
So how does that work? Like, how much essays have you had to write in your lifetime?
I've lost count. But you know what the hardest part for me always is? Finding the title.
That's the hardest part.
It's important to me. Maybe not to all essay writers, but to me, sometimes I just stare at it. I finish writing an essay, you know, and it's like a baby. It's like I've just given birth, and I sit there and I stare at it. Titleless.
when I think about you English literature people, English literature folk.
Talk to me.
Yo, these 5-10,000 character or words papers with footnotes and endnotes and APA style
style. It's a process.
I feel like everything's in that first paragraph, in that thesis statement. Everything's pretty much jammed up in there.
It is, yeah, for sure. That's definitely the most important part. But, I mean, unpacking. Unpacking for me
How many books would you say you've read in a lifetime?
Oof, again, lost count.
Have you read a lot of Black books?
I have, actually, because I took a course in African-American literature, which I really, really enjoyed.
Did that have Eric Jerome Dickey and Zane there? Because one of the best books ever was Fly Girl.
Yeah, I didn't read that. I have not read that.
You look like someone that's read A Day Late, A Dollar Short.
I have not.
I'm
a day late in a book short.
So the internet, you know, when you put up, you know, 10 books every, you know, every person, 10 Black books or urban books everybody should read. I didn't want to make this like a Black thing. But obviously Toni Morrison, The Bluest Eye comes up.
Yes.
And if Beale Street could talk, I'm a big James Baldwin guy.
Yes.
I love how James Baldwin, he had some great views, man. And, you know, he's openly gay and stuff like that, too. But what a great speaker and orator. Like, if you go online, you put James Baldwin, you hear him talk in, like, a large room in England and stuff like that.
Yes.
He has some great, great takes on Black culture, on African-American culture.
Absolutely.
So, I see this trailer the other day, and, you know, I like period pieces, right? So, I'm a big Mozart guy. One of my favorite movies, Amadeus, right?
Okay.
So, I know there's just kind of like this urban folklore, this legend that Mozart was Black, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I see this trailer about this other dude. I was like, who's this other guy?
Oh, this is the guy that you're talking to me about. Okay.
So, Pete, don't clown him. So, before there was Mozart, and even at some point, at some point in his career, him and Mozart were apparently staying in the same castle. So it's unclear if they ever met or not, but there's parts of this guy's style that in some of Mozart's early work, you can tell you picked it from this guy.
Okay.
Because he knows Black people, when we do things, we have a certain signature. We have a certain vibe. It's a certain feel when us Black folk get together and do something. And I don't know why they do not teach us this in history class.
Right.
In Quebec. Because this guy, like, even musicians, it's like, this guy's phenomenal. So it's the story.
He's also a musician.
Yeah. Okay. He's many things. I'm going to break it all down.
Okay.
So have you ever heard of Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-George?
I have not.
So Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-George, he was a musical superstar in the 18th century France.
Okay.
So Joseph Boulogne, a Black man. So I'm going to tell you about this book. It's called Before There Was Mozart, The Story of Joseph Boulogne, Chevalier de Saint-George. He was a composer, champion, fencer. Before all of that, his mom was a slave. Obviously, she had a baby with a slave master. Mm-hmm. He took a liking to the kid and brought the kid to France. So he's an aristocrat, but he's Black. This is the 18th century. We're in the middle of slavery. We're in the thick of slavery and all of that.
Okay.
Joseph became one of the most accomplished men in Europe.
Okay.
Black in the 18th century. Nobody talks about him.
Yeah.
So back in the 18th century, it was a big thing to fence. Like, fencing was the thing. Like, everybody had money, you fence. He goes to the fence. So you know, his dad, the white dude, puts him in the fencing school. After a year or so, he becomes the number one fencer in the school. So they no longer pit him against other students in the school. They pit him against the number one fencer in France.
Okay.
He beats him, too.
No way.
Black guy. Joseph Boulogne. He became an accomplished composer, champion fencer, virtuoso violinist, conductor of the Concert des Amateurs, a leading symphony in Paris. He became friends with the princess of France at the time. And apparently he was a good-looking Black guy, too.
Wow.
He had a lot of aristocrat lovers. He was also a colonel in the French Revolution. They had imprisoned him because, you know, during the French Revolution, they're going against all the aristocrats. Mm-hmm. And he was viewed as an aristocrat. They locked him up. They never killed him. And eventually they let him go. Apparently, he had one of the first crew. Because when people found out that this is a black Ali in a regiment, he was one of the first guys to have the first crew of black army. Mm-hmm. And it said this set the precedent for what happened in Haiti down the road. Wow. So Joseph Boulogne Chevalier de Saint George. Wow. The movie's called Chevalier. It's gonna come out April 7th, 2023. You come sit down, Grace. He's been one of the most amazing men in history ever. Wow. They say he was the most accomplished man in France at one time.
That's amazing.
And we never learned about him in school.
Never learned about
this school. This dude was killing.
And I would remember that name.
Composer, champion, fencer, virtuoso violinist, conductor of the Concert des Amateurs. Mm-hmm. He played for kings and queens. He created a new style of in violin and composing. And Mozart took from him.
Wow.
But he don't talk about the black guy.
No.
Hey, beautiful things this morning. Okay, let's keep it mixy. Because, yeah, Yellow Pad Session's coming up next. Yo, see, let's figure out which one her volume is, I think. No, that's me. I think that one's her, yeah. Let's do a quick roundtable of news, real quick before the executive director Grace comes online. So, Canada's safest city. I don't know. What I like to know about these studies, man. What I like to know about these studies. And if you have to go into work, I know some of y'all start at 8 o'clock. You can still follow us on YouTube, on Twitch, on Facebook. Detour 514. So Montreal's ranked number 3.
Wow.
Safest city. Don't feel that way. They were just shooting in Laval last Friday. Montmorency. Yeah. I don't know where everybody's getting the guns. Nobody seems to know. You know, we do have one of the biggest ports in the world, but that's neither here nor there. So, the Canadian city placed in the top 3 in the state of travel insurance safest destinations report compiled by travel insurance provider Berkshire Hathaway Travel Protection. But it warns travelers of a prevalence of guns in Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ranked number 3 with prevalence of guns. Of course, some of the top places, the Netherlands and Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
And Iceland.
Those are always top of the list, huh?
What's going on in Iceland?
I need to find my way there.
That's crazy. Quebec doctors want you to mask up again in public. There's a triple threat of viruses. There's an increasing number of respiratory viruses cases in children.
Yeah, no, it's crazy what's going on in the children's hospitals right now. There's like a 24-hour wait in the emergency room.
Yeah, emergency rooms are done. The emergency rooms are done all over the place.
And fever medication for children is sold out everywhere.
What's the name of the fever medication? Maybe Amazon might have it. Maybe Jeff Bezos might have it.
No. I called Jeff. No. I mean, all jokes aside, I really did look on Amazon and it's sold out everywhere. I've had 2 sick kids for the last 2 weeks and I have not been able to get my hands on any fever medication. And I'm talking like your typical.
So what happens? So what happens at that point?
Even like the generic stuff, it is.
So what happens at that point?
I mean, you talk to the parents at the daycare. I don't get it.
So if you're a parent and your kid is sick, right?
Yes.
There's no like over the counter medication for you to get to right now?
No, I suppose.
The Flintstone tablets are there, and those are expensive. We never got those as kids because those are bougie, right? You know what I mean? I wasn't getting the Flintstone candies. Yo, it wasn't even a thing. Like, certain West Indian kids that grew up with, like, real West Indian parents, it wasn't even a thing you thought in your mind.
Right.
To, like, hey, mama, let me get those Flintstone
pants. Well, I had the generic ones. I really wanted, like, the Wilma and the, you know. I had the generic
Brenda
ones.
Wasn't getting those, man.
I'm all right, though. I seem to have turned out okay.
Let me make sure I do this. You wasn't getting the right stuff. Yo, I told you that Jack Bauer, I told you that spy stuff was real. You know, right. we got Russell Parker coming up later, you know, in his spy books.
I love that series, by the way, 24. Nobody talks about that anymore.
Every episode of 24 was like a movie. Of course, Jack Bauer's a bad man. Keith Sutherland's Canadian. Quietest kept. Props. Keith Sutherland, Keanu Reeves, and my next boy, Liam Neeson, all Canadian. The best dramatic actors ever. Yeah, Liam Neeson.
I'm so not
you
a
didn't know Liam
person.
Neeson is Canadian? Taken? Every movie's the same. Taken, Unknown, his new one, they're all the same.
Wow.
He's looking for somebody. He's got special skills. Nobody could touch him like Steven Seagal. Everything is moving. But let me hold you here. RCMP arrests Hydro-Quebec employee suspected of spying for China. There's spies out here?
Yeah, that's crazy.
There's spies?
That story's nuts.
Oh, that's crazy. So he's charged with espionage after allegedly providing trade secrets to China to the detriment of Canada's economic interests. So that 24 stuff is really real. It's not a joke. Canada will soon allow medically assisted dying for mental illness.
Mm.
So now, even if you think you have a mental illness, stuff like, yeah, you could get made.
Mm, it's a touchy one.
So that's going to come into effect next week. And, you know, it's such a... it's spicy, man. We got to be more experienced minds on this topic.
Yeah.
But in 2021, there were 10,064 assisted deaths in Canada, an increase of 32% over 2020. Mm-hmm. And those are like just physical ailments. It's like, okay, this can't go on. But now we're gonna add on mental issues too. You could back out if you're trying to back out. Real quick, 4 U.S. states vote to ban slavery in all forms. I don't know if this is still a thing. So Louisiana votes to keep it. So voters in Alabama, Oregon, Tennessee, and Vermont have officially abolished slavery in all forms. But in Louisiana, voters rejected the proposed Amendment 7 that would have reworded the offending part of its constitution, probably because it might have legalized slavery again. I don't know, man. Louisiana, it's kind of mixy down south. If you don't know.
Mixy, now you know.
If you don't know, now you know. Montreal's getting a huge ice bar by the Lachine Canal. He's going to have his own holiday cocktails. So I'm not a holiday person, so I'm not going to shout them out. And the W Hotel in Montreal is opening a hip-hop-inspired cocktail lounge for the holidays. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And archaeologists in Egypt, I like to give a science fact every week. You know I like to do things. So archaeologists in Egypt discovered a tunnel that may lead to the long-lost tomb of Cleopatra.
Right.
And, you know, Cleopatra was, like, the first petty chick ever. Like, she killed herself before they could get her. Right. She did not play with Anthony. She did not play. Before the Romans came for her, Cleopatra was like, I'm out. Oh, another important fact, and you guys got to start laughing. When I did this a couple weeks ago, y'all thought it was a joke. But sperm counts are dropping across the world.
Right.
And the decline is accelerating, even though we've hit 8 billion the other day in the population.
Right.
I don't know how these studies are correlated. But sperm count among men worldwide is feeling at an accelerated rate. After having over the last 40 years, a large study said Tuesday, calling for action to stop the decline. How are we supposed to do that? Y'all did the whole study, but didn't find the solution. We need to call Liam Neeson. Coming up next, we have the executive director of Yellow Pad Session. Great stuff on Saturday. We're going to have Ken Passion, great through the arts. We're talking about civil rights and culture. Last time I was there for their courage thing. And let me tell you, man, Riding with Fire really changed my life. These ladies are pushing journalism to the end. Awesome. But I love it, man. Yellow Pad Session, Optimista, coming up next. The Morning Detour. I gotta move the cursor around because, you know, you're DJ and host at the same time. I'm like, okay, where were we in the show here? Okay, yeah. Okay, I got some nice music coming up now. Let's get it popping. Shahara's in the building.
What up?
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Who's that on your alarm, love? Heard you got a new best friend. Spend a hell of time lately. I'm not the only one that you invest in. Why you gotta go so slow? Running only makes things worse. Oh, you've been steps ahead lately. Feels like you got your lines rehearsed. We was on the same way. Who told you to change things? I thought we was gang, gang. Used to slide through with the dang thing. Fucking up your band, yeah. Turned you to my main. Yeah, so they don't got history like we do. Don't got that chemistry like we do. They don't got history like we do. No, no. Who's that on your alarm, love? Heard you got a new best friend. Spend a hell of time. I'm not the only one that you invest in. Why you gotta go so slow? Running only makes things worse. Oh, you've been steps ahead lately. Feels like you got your lines rehearsed.
We had a lot of fun, yeah. But I ain't the only one, yeah. I can never take it personal, personal. Had it worse before. Put that on your line, I don't care. I make women fly.
Rated M for mature.
DDS.
Y'all see, I put that mature sign on there. I had to put that mature drop. Where's Dej Loaf? Where's Dej Loaf? We own Fridays, the Morning Detour. This is the Mighty CKT 90.3 FM.
IP Blade, the people wanna party, don't shoot the DJ. He with the other side, we don't spin a DJ. Notorious big having sons like CJ. I remember when we used to shop at 7 days. I remember when we used to shop at 7 days. Grandma in the basement, whipping up cane. My grandma, she was different, ain't carry no cane. Me and my little brother, like Pinky in the Brain. If I tell you that I love you, I just hope you feel the same. Take me to another world, we like Willie and Dwayne. Yeah, we like Willie and Dwayne. I'm big dog, but they gon' talk like they my size. But I got ties to the rock like I'm Tata. Big dog, but they gon' talk like they my side. I'm dirty, but I got ties to the rock like I'm Tata. I'm big dog, but they gon' talk like they my side. I'm dirty, but I got ties to the rock like I'm Tata.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3
FM. I just wanna feel the vibes this morning. I just wanna feel the vibes this morning. Let's be safe on the road. A light snow, a little puffy snow. We know the difference between the wet and the light snow. Yellow Pad Sessions in the building. We're talking about diversity. We're talking about respecting everybody. Oh, optimistic tomorrow. Come on. Look at the beat selection. Look at the DJ Moon one. Hey, you guys already know December 23rd is dropping. The album of all albums, Under the Mistletoe, Shahara, Weezy Moon Chaser. Tales from Xmas is now about Toxic Tales, 6-part. You know how we're doing things. The deluxe is going to come with a poem book. In My Toxic Life and Times. Montreal, My City, 7:51 in the morning. You know how we're doing things. Boy, talk about artistry. Now, I've never told this to her face. I'll tell her now because I don't want Grace to feel like I'm talking behind the back of Grace, executive director of Real Pad Station. Grace, I'm telling you some real stuff. I'm telling you some real stuff this morning. We keep it real here on the Morning Detour. When I tell people I go to these events, I say I go to these artsy fartsy events. That's what I call the optimistic event. I feel like when I go to an Optimist event brought to you by Yellow Pad Session, I feel like I'm in Sex in the City. It's like it's like I was dating Carrie or Samantha.
Oh, my God.
And I want to take them something shishi-poo. I'm
going
to go
nice.
To Optimist. For those that don't know, Yellow Pad Sessions is a curatorial. What a hard, you don't do words longer than 10 letters, Shara. But it's a curatorial nonprofit organization that brings forth human issues through arts. So it's a collective of professionals from diverse backgrounds and disciplines who are passionate about transforming events into a learning experience and opportunities for social discourse. And I love it, man. It's great. So on Saturday will be Compassion. Compassion will be beautiful. So that's November 19th. You have a keynote speaker, Nimat Sadat. He's from California. He's an exiled Afghan LGBTQ plus advocate. He has a acclaimed novel that he wrote, The Carpet Weaver. So he's kind of lost in translation like Tom Hanks right now. We don't know where he's at because, in the States, they get like a brush of snow. It's a wrap. You're also going to be screening Oscar winner, Dawson winning film, The Queen of Basketball. And, last time he got me messed up with the Riding with Fire. So I'm excited. I like y'all choices.
Oh,
so you have the Queen of Basketball and you have the award-winning animated documentary Flea. A special message from director Jonas Poor Ramusen. Apologize if I messed up his name.
Oh, it's hard, that one. And I think he even messed it up.
And of course, there's always a performance. Last performance ended off with a shocker. You know what I mean? But Melissa Juliet will present her dance piece titled Me Ma, a daring piece full of humor and optimism. And there'll be an exhibition by Rehan Ibrahimi presents Loop and Loop, a sculpture installation that harkens to her Persian art ancestry and meditative practice. Okay. And of course, there's always a little cocktail after live. DJ says by Web Feet. I didn't get an invite to Web Feet just yet. But, I'm ready to create DJ Raffalino. Let me know.
Oh, gosh.
And of course,
We're going to change that.
And of course, we love our signature optimistic cocktails and mocktails. For those that don't know the difference, mocktails don't have no alcohol. Shara, you can talk, Shara. Your mic is on. Shara's thinking about, our second book.
It sounds like a really cool event. Really, really cool.
So, we're super proud, and yeah. I can't wait for you to come.
I would love to be there, actually.
Yeah.
So I'd like to bring to the table Miss Grace, Executive Director. So you're the big chief, you're the big boss?
Well, yes, the big boss of a very large, small organization. You're looking at it.
I know you guys are about 10, 11 people.
We're about 10, yeah. Well, with volunteers, we go up to 15, sometimes 20. But, yeah, we like it small. We like it small.
Okay, let's open up here. You guys are very, very ambitious at Yellow Pass Session because you guys are not taking only social issues and human issues. You guys, okay, it's not just one way just having a conference. Let's jazz up the city conference. Let's jazz up the discourse. Yes. Let's throw some art in it. Yes. Let's find some people that are reflective. And last time, through the grace of you guys, I got to interview Mr. Torreira, first openly black cop in the Met police force. You know, he was the poster child and everything, and that was a great experience. And I would never had that discussion or understand someone going through that, kind of being black and being openly gay and being in a police force that, first of all, they don't want black guys, and on top of it, you're gay. And we had that discussion because of Yellow Pass Session, because of Optimista. So you guys have a 4-part series, but before we get into that, How did the think tank come together to create Yellow Pad Sessions, and why is it called Yellow Pad Sessions?
Good question. People always want to know. Well, it's kind of funny. I mean, you know, you talk about being artsy fartsy.
Yeah.
I have been called and named artsy fartsy my whole life. I'm like kind of like the artsy fartsy sheep in the family and all my friends. And for years, you know, people always kind of meant it a little ironically. And for a while, I was like really upset. Like, what does that mean? What's wrong with being artsy fartsy? Now I've decided, you know what? I'm making a business out of it.
Yeah. Talk about.
I'm like going to go all out. I'm going to use art because I think that in society, there's so many different ways of addressing things. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming from the angle of art. Mm-hmm. I feel that art is a super powerful tool. Mm-hmm. It tugs at your heart.
Right.
And you know, when you go see a movie, regardless of what kind of movie, like if it pulls at you, there's something there, whether mm-hmm. it's a documentary, live action, kids movie, mm-hmm. we know that there's this subtext, mm-hmm. there's a message. Mm-hmm. We just don't know it's being delivered. And I think that's very, very powerful because, you know, it can go in good ways or bad ways.
Yeah.
So our organization, it's an arts organization. We said, you know what? We want to be on that side of the conversation that is optimistic. So before Optimista, we used to put on more traditional festivals. You know, we're a young company. Yeah. We just started in 2019.
Okay.
But then we had the pandemic. We had all kinds of things. So yeah. It's like, you know what that's like. So, but we put on something called the United Nations Association Film Festival. And a lot of the material came from a pool of movies that come in, you know, from California. And we thought, okay, great. These are fantastic choices. They're always human rights stories, yeah. personal stories. That's what we were going after. But we said, you know what? The pandemic created so many different emotional feelings for everybody across the board, across the ages. We said, you know what? As a response to that, we're going to create something that's hopefully creates a little bit of hope mm-hmm. somewhere in that conversation. Mm-hmm. Again, through the arts. Yeah. We have our own kids in our 20s. A lot of the people we intern are in their 20s and 30s. We're just surrounded with people who felt especially isolated with despair and hopelessness, you know? So we're like, okay, well, what are we going to do about it? We want to be part of that thing where we give examples of resilience, of courage. So we don't mind. We're not shy from difficult conversations. You know, I always tell my kids growing up, I always said, difficult conversations, that's a muscle.
Yeah.
You got to work at it. You got to work it out. You got to.
Because it's going to happen regardless.
Right. However, what tone are you going to take? Right. Are you going to choose the path of, well, hopelessness? Well, you know what? Screw that. I'm giving up. Or are you going to choose the path of, guess what? I'm going to talk about things that give other people hope. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of responsibility we feel. I kind of feel like my generation is responsible for the next generation. Mm-hmm. So that's how we came up with Optimista. But really quickly, Yellow Pad Sessions. Mm-hmm. I always, since I was an artsy fartsy kid, I always doodled on yellow paper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that that's what lawyers use when they get together to do a brainstorming session to solve an issue. They call it Yellow Pad mm-hmm. Sessions. I'm like, okay, we're going to do that.
Mm, see, I love that. That's actually what I thought of when I first read it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that right?
That's exactly what I thought of.
Oh, well, cool. Well, Shara is a smart part of our duo here. with her English literature. So of course she'll know what the yellow patch says to me. Me, I'm there thinking about, for some reason, I'm thinking about, I hear pads, I'm thinking about animals and dog pads. I'm like, how does it correlate?
But what I do like about it is it kind of gives a sense of unfinished brainstorming, still working at it, you know, which I really like. It gives that kind of tone, that feeling. Yeah. So that's really a cool point
because, you know, we don't claim to have any answers. You know, right. when we show these people that come in from out of town to talk, the films, we're not saying this is your answer. Here's your Bible to hope and good luck.
Yes.
We're just saying these are voices. It's a platform. These are voices that give their perspective on those issues and those themes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why when we were curating and collecting all this, you know, the selection of different artists and stuff, we said, you know what, let's start with courage, because courage is a good way to start and get you going, kind of like a workout. You know, you need a bit of courage to get up in the morning and exercise, at least for me. And then what's the tool? Compassion. Let's look at compassion. Yeah. Why is compassion important? How can compassion actually be the thing that brings us together and say, you know what? You're human like I'm a human.
Yeah.
That's what we have in common. Mm-hmm. So let's use our hearts and our compassion. Then the third evening will be love in February.
You gotta.
Love's gonna be good. It's gonna be cold.
It's gonna be cold.
Of course,
you're gonna wanna come in with your big woolly sweater and cozy up with us. And we're gonna be showing some great material too. We're gonna be showcasing Madame Joséphine Bacon, who's like the Innu poet of Quebec,
and she just
won the National Order of Quebec. She's
Look
coming.
At that. Yellow Pack gets everybody. I think it's the elite and artsy-fartsy event, but they still respond to a human answer, a human condition, human issues. So you get artsy-fartsy and be like, I'm giving back to the world by going to an optimistic event as well. So it's beautiful.
I hope so. I hope people come and feel that they're a part of a discussion we can have together. You know, like, we want you to meet the speakers personally. They're ready there to talk to you if you have just anything you want to speak to them about. We want us to have a conversation after about the films. Like, when you came for Writing with Fire, I did not know this, but a few people came up and said they came up to different people on our team. Some people were crying.
Yeah.
They were so moved and said, okay, what could we do? How could we become more aware?
Yeah, Ryan Fire was good.
It was a real moving movie, right?